Away, the thing that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headline. In local news, former First Lady launches menstrual health campaign. Area minimum mapping survey reaches 52.8% completion. In international news, Ukraine condemns brutal Russian strikes ahead of second day of peace talks. In sports news, Zambia under 20 women step up preparation.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, former First Lady launches menstrual health campaign. Area minimum mapping survey reaches 52.8% completion. In international news, Ukraine condemns brutal Russian strikes ahead of second day of peace talks. In sports news, Zambia under 20 women step up preparations.
The main news on Unza Radio.
Welcome back, and now, to present the news, my name is Besan Pandey. In local news, former First Lady Tandiwe Banda and Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tawo Kawana have unveiled two initiatives aimed at improving menstrual health for female students in schools. The initiatives, named the First Lady's Hamper of Hope and the Media Campaign on Menstrual Health, were launched in Lusaka on Friday, 23rd January 2026. Speaking at the event, Banda noted that the lack of sanitary pads is a key factor contributing to inconsistencies school attendance among female pupils. She also pointed out that many vulnerable girls without access to sanitary products resort to harmful alternatives which can jeopardize their health. Meanwhile, Kawana called on the media to give greater attention to menstrual health reporting, emphasizing the vital role of the media in driving a national dialogue on the issue. Also at the event, Westmat Zambia's Chief Executive Officer, Mwinji Nakamba, reiterated her company's commitment to partnering with the government to tackle the challenge surrounding menstrual health. Nakamba announced that Westmat Zambia aims to distribute 100,000 reusable sanitary pads to rural schools across the country by May 2027. A 22-year-old student from Kasama District in Northern Province has commended the government's free education policy, saying it is changing lives. Beverly Mushikita says without the free education policy, she would not have been able to progress to tertiary education. Mushikita said this during a community meeting held in Buseko ward of Kasama District by Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Mulanga. She also welcomed the school feeding program, noting that learning on an empty stomach negatively affects pupils' concentration in class. Meanwhile, Mulanga urged parents to ensure that all children are enrolled in school now that education is free. He wants that government would take action against parents who keep their children at home despite the availability of free education. Isoka Town Council has approved 33 additional individuals and groups as beneficiaries of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF Empowerment Program. Isoka Town Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sichili said the approvals follow a thorough assessment and selection process conducted by the council. Sichali has disclosed that the approved loans amount to 1,965,000 kwacha and are aimed at supporting various economic activities in the district. Sichali notes that the council has approved 33 beneficiaries under the second phase of the 2025 CDF empowerment loans after successfully completing the required approval and verification process. He explains that the funds will be invested in productive sectors such as agriculture, livestock, fisheries and other income-generating ventures, in line with the government's objective of promoting local economic development. Sichali has further reminded beneficiaries that the loans are revolving funds, stressing the importance of timely payments to allow other community members to benefit. Still in local news, a former Ministry of Education laboratory assistant has been sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor for forging school certificates and impersonating another individual. Chilufya Chisanga, acting head of corporate communications at the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says the Lusaka Subordinate Court convicted Simon Moyo, also known as Given Piri, after investigations into fraud and identity-related offences. Chisanga says Lusaka magistrate Anna Vombas Haaland imposed sentences of 2 years imprisonment on 3 counts and 3 years on a 4th count, with all sentences running concurrently from January 22nd, 2026, the date of judgment. She said Moyo, a former laboratory assistant at David Kaunda Secondary School, was arrested by the SEC in February 2024